This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. CIA Director George Tenet today delivered an exhaustive defense of U.S. intelligence pertaining to weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. In an address at Georgetown University here in Washington, Tenet said that intelligence analysts came to different conclusions about various data, and those differences, he said, were made clear to the Bush administration.
Analysts differed on several important aspects of these programs. They never said there was an imminent threat. Rather, they painted an objective assessment for our policymakers of a brutal dictator who is continuing his efforts to deceive and build programs that might constantly surprise us and threaten our interests.
10 months after the fall of Saddam Hussein, no prohibited weapons have been found in Iraq, but Tenet says the search must continue. NPR's Vicki O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Critics of the war in Iraq also have accused the Bush administration of pressuring U.S. intelligence analysts to provide justification for war. Did Tenet address that?
Yes, he did, very close to the top of the speech. He said quite clearly that no one told the intelligence community what to say or how to say it. Then he went on to lay out a very interesting picture of the imprecision that is involved in intelligence work, particularly in the case of Iraq, where the country was closed for so many years, you know, to outsiders. And he talked about the lack of intelligence on the ground, trying to assess satellite photos, all of which comes up to a rather mixed bag. And in trying to interpret all of this data, he said that the history of Iraq's pursuit of weapons of mass destruction was really a big factor.
Did these strands of information weave into a perfect picture? Could they answer every question? No, far from it. But taken together, this information provided a solid basis on which to estimate whether Iraq did or did not have weapons of mass destruction and the means to deliver them. It is important to underline the word estimate, because not everything we analyze can be known to a standard of absolute proof.
Did Tenet talk about Iraqi sources on which he depended?
Yes, he indicated that his very important national intelligence estimate in the fall of 2002 was heavily influenced by information from two Iraqi sources who painted quite a grim picture of a regime that was pursuing nuclear weapons, trying to stockpile chemical weapons, and also dabbling in biological weapons.
As this information and other sensitive information came across my desk, it solidified and reinforced the judgments that we had reached in my own view of the danger posed by Saddam Hussein, and I conveyed this view to our nation's leaders. Could I have ignored or dismissed such reports? Absolutely not.
Critics of U.S. intelligence frequently charge that the U.S. is lacking sufficient human intelligence, people in Iraq. Did Tenet defend his human intelligence program?
Yes, he did. He pointed out that when he took over as CIA director in the mid-90s, that the agency was really lacking in clandestine agents as a result of the aftermath of the Cold War. He tried to rebuild the program, and he said the results have been demonstrated by the role played by CIA agents in the capture of some very important terrorist suspects.
A CIA spy led us to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. Al-Qaeda's operational chief, Nashiri, the man who planned and executed the bombing of the USS Cole, was located and arrested because of our human reporting. So when you hear pundits say that we have no human intelligence capability, they don't know what they're talking about.
Various commissions are being formed to assess the quality and use of U.S. intelligence about Iraq. What did Tenet have to say about those investigations?
He said he welcomed them. He also offered a list of questions they should be trying to answer, but he said that we have to be very careful not to intimidate agents in their work.
But as all these reviews are underway, we must take some care. We cannot afford an environment to develop where analysts are afraid to make a call, where judgments are held back because analysts fear they will be wrong. Their work and these judgments make vital contributions to the country's security.
CIA Director Tenet speaking this morning, and thanks to NPR's Vicki O'Hara.